I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, April 13th. Democratic Secretary of State candidate Allison Russo is asking the current Secretary of State's office to provide information about data it shared with the federal government last month. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports that Democrats have blasted the sending of private voter information to the Department of Justice, which some other states have sued to stop.
Russo says she wants to know the scope of the data handed over by Republican Secretary of State Frank LaRose, who has access to it, and how it can be used.
That our Secretary of State is just playing fast and loose and handing over whatever this president demands without this real accountability or transparency, I think should be deeply alarming to every single Ohioan.
Russo's primary opponent, Brian Hambly, says this underscores why Democrats must win in November. In an email, Ben Kendall from LaRose's office says the DOJ has the authority to ask for this data. It's protected by federal privacy laws, and the opposition is politically motivated. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
The funeral service for Columbus native and Ohio National Guard member Master Sergeant Tyler Simmons was held Friday morning. Simmons was one of six airmen killed in a refueling crash in Iraq last month while supporting military operations in Iran. WOSU's Katie Genius reports.
Family, friends, and service members attended the service for Simmons. Governor Mike DeWine, Fran DeWine, and Mayor Andrew Ginther were also in attendance. Simmons was described as a man who was known for his kindness and smile. Bishop Timothy Clark, pastor of First Church of God, spoke at the service.
Tyler died in sacrificial service to a country that is not a yet United States of America, but he served anyhow.
Three of the six airmen killed in the crash were from Ohio.
And that was Katie Genius reporting. Former First Lady Michelle Obama and her brother Craig Robinson visited Yellow Springs on Sunday to speak with comedian and local resident Dave Chappelle. They recorded their conversation for their podcast, IMO, with Michelle Obama and Craig Robinson, and it was done at WYSO's new studios. WYSO General Manager Luke Dennis says it was an opportunity to show the capabilities of the new community space at the station.
We have a new event space, something we did not have in any of our previous homes. It's a venue that can seat up to 110 people. It's the Dr. Bob Brandt Jr. event space, so thanks to that donor who helped us create it. And yeah, yesterday was a way to pilot and test this idea of doing more, way more in-person community engagement events.
The conversation covered many topics, such as why Chappelle lives in Yellow Springs and why he invested in the renovation of the 1872 Union Schoolhouse that houses the station. Dennis also says the former First Lady reflected on the time she and former President Barack Obama spent in Ohio during the campaign in 2008 and 2012.
Mrs. Obama seemed really taken with Yellow Springs, our town, and some of the people she had met. And they had a really beautiful conversation about her memories of spending so much time in Ohio when her husband was on the campaign trail, both in 08 and 12.
The podcast was also recorded on video by local filmmaker Steve Bognar and will be posted in the next few weeks. Rising fertilizer costs and trade uncertainty have strained the agricultural sector. So some legislators and farmers want expanded access for E15 fuel nationwide. E15 is a gasoline alternative blended with 15% ethanol, which is produced by fermenting cornstarch. Farmers from across Ohio gathered in Wilmington last week to speak with Ohio's Democratic Congressman Greg Landsman and Democratic U.S. Senator Eliza Slotkin from Michigan about E15. WYSO's Shea Frank was there.
Representatives from the Ohio Farm Bureau, the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association, and the Ohio Pork Council are deep in discussion at Cherry Bend Pheasant Farm. They're here to speak with lawmakers and local farmers about the realities of farming in the Buckeye State. With delays to an updated farm bill, rising fertilizer costs, and international trade drop-offs, corn farmers say they're vulnerable. That's why Congressman Greg Landsman and Senator Alyssa Slotkin say they're pushing for bipartisan support of a national market for E15.
This is the time to get this done. because frankly, more Republicans are supportive of it than Democrats. I do not give a crap how we get it done. I just want it done.
Farmers in attendance expressed strong support for legislation backing the fuel alternative. But researchers from the University of Minnesota say the corn used to produce E15 comes from carbon-intensive farming practices. And the magazine Consumer Reports backs this, pointing to lower fuel economy and incompatibility with some vehicles. But as trade markets continue to create uncertainty for Midwest farmers, Landsman says he'll continue to be loud and treat E15 as a top priority.
You know, ultimately, when people show up, it does make a big difference. So the fact that you all showed up here makes a big difference. It just, you know, because there'll be pictures of a room full of farmers, you know, and they'll be like, oh, okay, this is not like, we can't ignore this.
For WYSO News, I'm Shay Frank.
Look for a warm day today, temperatures near 80 degrees, breezy conditions with a slight chance of rain and maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon and again later tonight. Low temperatures tonight in the mid-60s. More rain chances this week. That's WYSO Today for Monday, April 13th. I'm Mike Fraser.